Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast. And this week I want to talk about something that I've been working on this year, and that is doing hard things. And it feels so much of the time like life is either too hard already or kind of on cruise control and just kind of moving along without any real direction or purpose. And it always feels like it's one or the other, not like, hey, things have eased up, but I still feel like I'm working really hard and making progress. Or, hey, things are getting a little bit tougher. You know, I'm making progress, and I know that change requires good hard work, and I feel like I'm doing the things that I need to be doing. A lot of the time, it just feels like you're either in one corner or the other, and the scale always swings back and forth, and you're just waiting for the next swing. So when it's hard, you're just waiting for that opportunity for things to get easy because, oh God, I just need a break. I just need to take some time. I just need to relax for a couple of minutes. And I don't know how much longer I can do this without a break. Or you're on the other side and you're kind of in those moments where things are really good and you're kind of cruising along, saying, hey, you know, I got that promotion that I was looking for. I finished that project that I was working on, and I'm just kind of cruising along here, just kind of doing my thing, and it feels good, and I know that I'm not necessarily making big changes or doing anything different, but I'm pretty happy and content with where I'm at, and things feel good, and I don't know if I really want to do anything. I think I'll just take this time to sit here in this relaxing moment and just kind of ride it out, because I know that sooner or later I'm going to be back in that hard pocket. I'm going to be back on the other side of this scale, and I'm just going to be looking and just wishing for that break again. So now I'm just going to ride out this break and just kind of see how things go for a while. And that's something that I've been on both sides of those, and I've been in those places where you just find yourself getting complacent when things are good, and you find yourself feeling just tired and not having any motivation when things are hard. And in those moments is really the time when we most need to do the things that are hard, that taking that step to do something that challenges us. And it doesn't need to be some big life-changing, huge, world-altering thing that we have to think about and plan for and build our whole life around, but just doing something that challenges us, doing something that challenges you in your life and looking at where you're at. And if you're in one of those really hard times, maybe the hard thing to do is to take a few minutes and just stop and relax every day. Do a little bit of meditation and take that time to just stop your mind and stop the grind and stop pushing all the time. And that can be a really hard thing to do, to set that time aside where you say, you know, I can't possibly take any time off. I couldn't possibly stop. I can't do anything other than keep pushing through this. This is the only thing that I can do. And taking any breaks would be catastrophic, and I'll never be able to stop. All I have to do is keep pushing, because that's the only thing that I know how to do. But what you really need is to take that time and take that hard step of stopping. Just take a deep breath and stop for a few minutes. Refocus your attention, refocus your energy, and take those breaks. Take that deliberate, intentional time to focus on growing and developing, or to calming your mind so you can think more clearly, or to spend time with your family or your friends, whatever those things are that you need. That can be a really hard decision, and that can be the hard thing that you need when you're in those moments where things are really hard already and you feel like you're already pushing and every bit of energy that you have is going into working on the things that you're trying to accomplish, and you don't know if you'll ever be able to make it through the other side because you have the whole weight of the world bearing down on your shoulders, and every bit of waking energy that you have is put into keeping moving forward and keeping your eyes open and trying to just hold things together. And if that's where you're at, then your hard thing may sound a lot like Stop for 10 minutes. Stop for a day. Take a breath, because you're not giving your best effort. You're only going to be able to give 70 or 80% of your effort when you're in those times. And taking those small breaks has such a huge impact on your ability to execute and keep pushing things forward. And so your hard thing when you're in those challenging moments already, when you already are stretched to your limit, I'm not saying add something else that's hard to your life, add something else that's going to be a fatiguing challenge and that's going to push you in new ways, unless that thing is something like taking a break, unless that thing is something that will help you to be a more full and a more healthy and a more happy person in whatever those efforts are. Your hard thing is going to look different depending on where you're at and what your situation is. That a hard thing in my life might look very different from a hard thing in your life. You may have already seen things that are harder than I could possibly even imagine facing. And I may have seen things that I thought were terribly hard that other people would look at and think, what an easy way to get through life. But it's where you're at in your life, and only you can decide what your best path forward is and how to do those things. But you need to do the things that are hard in order to get the best outcomes. And in those times, that may just mean stopping. Stop for just whatever period of time it is that you need to take care of yourself and your life and your health and your happiness, because that is all much more important and will help drive the better level of success and performance that you need to get in order to achieve all of those things. When you have a ton on your plate, you have to get through it, and you know that you have to stretch yourself thin and work really hard all the time in order to complete it. I get that. I've been there, and I know exactly what that feels like. And the best thing that you can do in those times is to stop for just a little bit and let yourself recover. Take a break. Get one good night's sleep that you need so that you can feel fresh and refreshed in the morning and be ready to go and attack and start your day early the next day with a new sense of energy and a new sense of motivation to do it, because you did something that took care of yourself. And if you're on the other side of that scale, and you're on the side where things just feel, hey, you know what? This is pretty darn good. This is what I've been working for. This is where I'm at. This feels so good. I busted my tail to get here, and this is all that I want. And I'm just going to throw my feet up and relax. And that's great. You should throw your feet up and relax, and you should celebrate, and you should reward yourself when you accomplish something great and you get to the other side of all of that work. But you can't stay there. And that's where it can be so easy to find yourself just getting complacent and lackadaisical in everything that you're doing, and just sit and say, I don't need to do that work. There will be a time where I'll have to work hard. There will be a time where I'll have to push myself. There will be a time where I'll have to stretch myself thin. So for now, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to throw my feet up, lean back and relax and just absorb all of this. And this is how I'm going to spend all of my time and energy. And you're going to sell yourself short if that's what you decide to do. In those times when you have the time and the energy, that's when you can make that next big section of progress. You can really push yourself and you can do things, and it doesn't have to be some great planned endeavor that you know exactly what you're getting into, and you go and you say, okay, well, now that I'm here, I'm going to take this next huge step. It may just be doing something that challenges your mind and challenges your body to remind yourself of who you are and where you are and what it took to get there, and will keep making you improve yourself and getting better and pushing yourself in new and in interesting ways, that if you don't intentionally do something hard when life is easy, it's easy to just become that, just a little bit slow and a little bit complacent and a little bit too relaxed, where the next time that something, a challenge does come up, you've almost started to forget what it took to overcome that last time. You've almost started to forget what it took to become the person that you are, to the skills that got you there. But you have the opportunity when you're in those relaxed times to intentionally make choices to do something that challenges you. And again, it doesn't have to be some huge life-changing thing. Maybe if you struggle with fitness, you can say, I'm going to run a 5K this year. And that's my goal. And that's going to be something that challenges me, because I'm going to start by walking on a consistent basis. I'm going to start by running half a mile or a mile or walking and running, and you can take those steps and you can do something that will be hard. And that will be hard for you to push and stay dedicated and committed to and keep moving forward with. Or it might look something like learning a new skill. Hey, maybe now is the time that I can go, maybe it could even be a fun thing. Maybe I've always wanted to learn how to be a great cook and I can go take cooking classes because I have a little bit of time and a little bit of resources that I didn't have before, but I can go put myself into an uncomfortable situation that will challenge me and push me, and I can keep working to do something hard so that when the next time comes around, because there will be a next time where there will be natural challenges, there's gonna be something that's gonna come up that will be hard for you, that will challenge you. And if you haven't been practicing how to use those skills and how to overcome those challenges, you'll still be able to get there, but then you'll have that whole learning curve to get back up, and you'll have to remember how to push yourself, and you could find yourself falling a little bit behind in those challenges and having to play catch up again if you're not doing something already to challenge yourself. So as you're going into this year and as you're pushing yourself through and as you're looking at where you're at and where you're going, whether you're on the hard side of things and you feel like you're at the very peak of every bit of energy and effort that you have and you're putting everything into this, still choose something hard. Choose something hard that will help you to get to where you want to be. And if you're on the easier side of things and you're in a place where things are good and you feel relaxed and happy, choose something hard. Keep yourself in practice. Keep yourself ready. Keep yourself moving forward when you have that extra time and energy, and do something that you're passionate about. Do something that will help you to improve your physical and mental health. Take the time to do something hard. And that is the way that we can keep forward momentum. We can keep progress going in our lives, even when it feels like we're stuck. When I'm stuck in the mud because I'm working so dang hard on getting something done that I never feel like I'm going to get anywhere because all I can do is keep my head above water, do something hard, just a small thing, that little life change that's going to have that impact in your life. When you're on the easy side of things and you're just relaxing and you have no interest in pushing yourself or doing anything that takes you out of your comfortable place, pick something that's a little bit hard. Challenge your mind, challenge your body in a new way that will keep you focused and keep you motivated and keep you moving forward and make you a healthier, better version of yourself. And that is where we can make the progress. That is how we can keep the momentum. And that is where we really want to be in our lives. So keep pushing forward and do something hard. Have a great week.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.